The budget impasse in Illinois has hit higher education hard, and one of the campuses feeling that impact the most is SIU Carbondale. Jen Fuller's the news director at WSIU Radio, and she joins us now to give us an update on what's happening. Jen, the school's president has outlined the measures that might have to be taken if the impasse continues. Give us the latest on where all of that stands.
Well, we're talking about another round of millions of dollars in cuts, specifically on the Carbondale campus, $30 million in cuts. There was a proposal that the board of trustees considered last week that would allow the Carbondale campus to borrow from the Edwardsville campus, but that's on hold. There was a procedural move on Thursday that's put that on hold, but the chancellor tells me the $30 million is still going to be cut regardless of what happens.
Jen, when I hear that, I think a lot of people who aren't following this as closely or aren't as familiar with SIU, they would hear that and think SIU Edwardsville must be in pretty good shape, Carbondale must not be. Is that accurate?
I'm not sure I would say that it's completely accurate. Edwardsville went through a round of cuts in the last couple of years that was a little more dramatic than what Carbondale saw. And I say that with the knowledge that Carbondale went through $21 million in cuts this year alone. So both campuses, the entire system, has gone through a reduction, but Carbondale, because of its enrollment trouble, has had even more problems in terms of cash flow.
And enrollment is way down in Carbondale, especially when you look at it historically.
Historically, the high was about, almost 30 years ago in the early 90s. It was around 24, 25,000. Right now, we're sitting close to 15 or 16,000.
Any idea why that is? And maybe there are various factors for that.
There are a lot of factors. Students are saying things like cost. There are other perceptions about what SIU really is. And there's been some turnover in the administration as well as in the admissions departments that really makes keeping that message consistent difficult. And I know they're working very hard to try and keep that, maintain it or even build up the reputation of SIU Carbondale.
What are some of these cuts, or what would the impact of these cuts be specifically? Do we know that yet?
Unfortunately, we don't. And that's one of the things that's really making things difficult, at least in the Carbondale area, is that air of uncertainty. There have been some proposals out that say it would mean X number of faculty or X number of staff, but those are just speculation. There's nothing firm at this point. There were two reports due to come out this spring. One was on non-academic programs. That report already came out, and it looked at a lot of programs that don't necessarily teach classes, but they are a part of SIU and how they could operate without state funding. That report already came out. We're waiting for one that looks at the academic programs at SIU to see how they might fare, whether we're talking about merging departments or anything like that. That all remains to be seen. It's still really unknown.
And it's kind of happening, I think, in a vacuum on many campuses because they're looking at their individual campuses. But there has been a lot of discussion out there that maybe what needs to be looked at is some reorganization of higher education as a whole. So maybe the engineering program at one campus is not as good as maybe it is at some other ones, and maybe there's no reason to have it at that other campus, and they could focus on something else and become better at it. In fact, the Chicago Tribune, I know, ran an editorial on that over the weekend talking about this. Has that discussion, you know, cropped up a lot at SIU as well as maybe it's time to just, you know, as a state, take a closer look at how higher education works together?
It's come up, it's been talked about, but a couple of things go on there. First of all, Southern Illinois University, as I'm sure you're aware, is a system. It's the only other system outside of the University of Illinois. So we have some programs like that where if you want to major in a specific course of study, you have to go to either Carbondale or Edwardsville. So some of that consolidation already exists. The other thing that administrators say here at Southern is that this is an access school. It's an area where some people might not otherwise be able to get a higher education degree, whether it's cost, location, any number of different factors that really go into whether or not someone can go to college, and Southern Illinois University provides that opportunity for them.
You mentioned access is a big key driver for SIU and Carbondale especially. Is there a situation where that is being lost because, I don't know, is tuition having to go up or, you know, fewer people able to be taught because of cutbacks that have occurred there? Is that access being lost a bit?
I think there probably is some of that. Tuition has had to go up. Fees have gone up, as you've seen on almost every campus across the state. We've got, you know, in Southern Illinois, there's also a lot more competition across our borders. We've got a university in Cape Girardeau, which is just an hour away from Carbondale. There's another university in Western Kentucky that are actively recruiting students from this region and saying, come here, it's cheaper here, it's a different vibe. And it's that same out-migration that we've seen students across the state trying to find more stability in other states. When the other states are so close to Carbondale, it makes it very difficult to keep that recruitment strong.
Jen, we've talked before about higher education and funding troubles, not just during this budget impasse, but even before that time there had been cuts and it had impacted schools like SIU. Is this different? Is this really that moment that's going to tell the tale?
I think it gets very close to being that critical moment for SIU. When you talk to administrators, they reiterate SIU will be open in the fall. They're not going to close. But they also say that this is an opportunity for some very strategic and in some cases some very dramatic changes, not just on the Carbondale campus, but Carbondale and Edwardsville, as well as the other campuses in Alton, in Springfield, the medical school, all of those things. They're watching the budgets very closely and seeing ways that they might be able to make themselves a little more insulated from a crisis like this in the future.
And we've been talking about higher education in particular, but that's not the only issue related to the state budget that you're watching in your area.
No, not at all. We've got K through 12 elementary and high schools that are looking at their budgets in terms of transportation and how they'll be able to teach their students in this year and then in the coming year. And then we also have some social services that are in really dire straits. The Women's Center, which is based here in Carbondale, is a domestic violence shelter, and they've said they only have 3 months of funding left. If they can't get state funding, they may have to close their doors as of July.
That's Jennifer Fuller. She's the news director at WSIU Radio in Carbondale. Jennifer, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.